Thank you, Pastor. It's a joy and a privilege to be here, not only tonight, but since Wednesday night. And when I walked into the church here on Wednesday evening before the service, I really can honestly say that I sensed the presence of God. Amen. And I can't say that about every place I go, but I can say that about this place. Amen. And I've been coming here for a good long while and I always enjoy it. And I appreciate the pastor and the people and what they have done to have this meeting. And I know that probably a lot of prayers and preparation and planning and work has gone into it prior to the meeting. And also a lot of work has gone into it during the meeting. And I appreciate what you do. Amen. I appreciate this church, what you're doing for God. I believe I can honestly say that this is a missionary church. Amen.
Amen.
And I know this to be a fact, and I hope you do too, that God blesses a missionary church.
Amen.
And I have lately been into some churches where they told me, the pastor said, that they had dropped every missionary they had. Didn't have a one, not a one. Now, they said that the money just didn't come in. People's out of work. People were struggling to pay the utility bills. The pastor told me, I preached there a couple of times, told me this the two times I was there. He said, Brother Hardin, we can't give you an offering, amen. And I said, that's all right. That's just fine, amen. But, you know, I really think that I think it's a mistake for a church to drop all the missionaries. I believe some way they could do something. Amen. Don't you? I believe they could some way or another do something if they wanted to. Amen. And so I appreciate the privilege of being here and the privilege to preach. And I want to be a help and a blessing to you tonight. And as I said, I appreciate the pastor and the people here. It's always, and I've been coming here, I don't know how long I've been coming here, but it's been a long time. And I've always enjoyed it and been a blessing. I want to say tonight that Brother Joel Gray can run the fastest, I think, of any man I've ever seen in my life. I'll tell you, he could be a running back on a pro football team, amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, when he cuts these corners, he don't slow down one bit, son. I mean, he just sails around and keeps it going, amen. Well, thank God, amen, for that. Praise the good Lord. And I like it, don't you? I like it, praise the Lord. Amen. So just keep it up. That's what I say. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I had thought earlier that I would have preached from Acts 13. And Brother Blue preached that last night. And I also thought that if I preached when I preached, I'd have preached from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through the rest of the chapter. And John Hill preached that. Amen. Amen. And both of them have done a good job in what they preached, done far better than I've done with either one of them. But really, you know, I just didn't feel satisfied about either one of those in a way. And I believe it was yesterday the Lord put some scripture on my heart I want to use and preach to you tonight for a while by the help and the grace of God.
Amen.
And I hope to be a help and a blessing to you. I do believe this is what the Lord wants me to preach.
Amen.
And I like it when I go to church and get up to preach and I know exactly the message God's got for me. It just bothers me a lot when I go to church and I got two or three, you know, and can't get settled on either one of them. And you get up in the pulpit and you still don't know which one the Lord wants you to preach. Now, have you ever been that way, Brother Hall? I've been that way. But I tell you, I really like it when I really feel in my heart that that one message is the one God wants me to preach in that service. And I believe I feel that way tonight. And by the way, I'll not preach a long time. I'll try to say what the Lord wants me to say and let Brother Blue get up here and preach to us again. Brother Blue preached, I think, probably a couple of missionary revivals in our church and helped us a whole lot. And I like the word missionary revival. I don't care too much for this conference stuff. Amen. I like the word revival about it, don't you? Amen. By the way, that's what we need. That's what we need, a revival. But I'll not preach a long time. I used to preach an hour and a half, and I've been accused sometimes of preaching longer than that. But I'll not preach long tonight, and I don't preach as long as I used to because I don't know as much as I used to. And I wish sometimes that I knew as much now as I used to think I knew. Amen. So much for that. Matthew 21. Amen. Matthew 21 is where I want to read tonight and read a few verses right here. And I'm just going to title this message tonight, and I thought about it and prayed about it, and I'm just going to title this message tonight by a simple title. And that is, Father and His Sons. Amen. Matthew chapter 21, verse number, let me see here tonight. Matthew chapter 21 and down here in verse number 28. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. He came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of the twain of them did the will of the Father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I send unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. You bow your head and pray with us and for us while we pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the blessings of God that's been ours in these days and down to the years of our life. We thank you tonight that you've helped us and blessed us and what you've done in the hearts and lives of people. Now, Lord, we need you tonight. I need you to help me. And I pray, Lord, you touch my heart. Give me the words to say, and I pray that I might have the presence of God. And, Lord, preach in the Spirit of God tonight in this service. I pray the Spirit of our God tonight would carry and convey, Lord, the message of God, the Scriptures tonight, to the hearts of people. May they receive it, Lord, with open hearts. May we be sensitive tonight to the Spirit of God, and may no one grieve or quench the Spirit of God. But I pray tonight, dear Father, we might be yielded and surrendered unto God tonight, and your will be done in this service. Lord, save the lost, dear Father. I pray you'd revive the people of God and the work of God tonight. Thank you for this church, this pastor, and the people, what they're doing for the Lord Jesus Christ in these days we live in. Bless Brother Blue as he comes in a little while to preach the Word of God. We think tonight, Lord, about those people that's in the path of that hurricane and the damage that's been done. People have lost their lives and their property and everything. I pray, Lord, you'd help them tonight, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen and amen. Now, you notice tonight the scripture that I read, the Bible said that this is a parable here that was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, a parable. And the father, the Bible said, had these two sons, and he went to the one, and he needed somebody to work in the vineyard. Amen. And shouldn't he ask tonight, my friend, his sons to work in the vineyard, amen. He perhaps could have gone, you know, out, and he probably could have found some, you know, to work in the vineyard, amen. Probably he could have gone out there, and he could have maybe hired somebody to work in his vineyard, amen. Maybe he could have done that at a reasonable rate of wages, amen. Got them to do that. But my dear friend, he wanted his sons to work in his vineyard. That's what the Lord wants tonight. If you're saved by the grace of God, God wants you to be busy in the work of God. And I don't know tonight what the Lord would have you to do. God doesn't want everybody to be a missionary. God doesn't want everybody to be a pastor or an evangelist or whatever. But there is something that we all can do, and God wants His servants, amen, His people, to be busy in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. A lot of folk are sitting around today in churches, amen, twiddling their thumbs and doing nothing for God. And they're critical of people that are trying to do something for God, amen. But I'm just a sin night, dear friend. You know, God doesn't call unsaved people and sinners to do the work of God, amen. He wants you and I that are saved by the grace of God to do the work of the Lord. There's a lot of work tonight, dear friend, to be done in this day and time we live. And I found this, and this was some time ago. And I want to just give you this right here tonight, if I may. And it is said that there are 5,867 languages in the world today. It is said that the Bible is interpreted in only 210 languages. The New Testament is written in 581 languages. Amen. And every time that you breathe a breath, my dear friend, it is said that eight people die and go out into eternity. Amen. And a good number of years ago, I read this. I'm going to give it to you. This would probably be far greater now than it is tonight, but now than it was back then. But anyway, it was said that in that year, there were 200 Baptist churches close their doors in the United States of America. And I've been in some, friend, they were just on the verge of closing their doors. They couldn't hardly pay the pastor. They dropped all the missionaries. They could not pay the utility bills. And one church, my dear friend, was in such a bad shape financially until they turned the power off and the preacher got one of these generators and hooked up, and so they could have lights and still have services. Amen. I've been to some churches. I don't know. It might have been all right if they had closed up. Because they weren't doing nothing for God. And I'm not being critical. I'm just telling the truth tonight. I sat there in some of those services and just wondered to myself, why do these people come here? Why do they come here? There's nothing here, amen. There's nothing there, amen. They're doing nothing for God, amen. Well, be that as it may, amen. Be that as it may. Yes, sir. Well, you know, we need to be busy about the work of God. Amen. And in the United States of America, back some years ago, it was said that a bunch of churches, a lot of churches that did not have one convert, amen, and didn't baptize one person. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I believe when a church gets to a place that they're never having anybody saved. They're not ever having anybody saved and not baptized anybody. I think, dear friend, they need to do some real serious thinking and praying and getting right with God. Amen. Amen. I'm not saying they got to do that every week or every Sunday or every month, but I believe, my dear friend, they could win somebody to God in 12 months' time. Amen. Well, anyway, I'm getting off of that, I guess, a little bit tonight, what I was going to say to you, but that'll be all right, too, I guess. Amen. But listen, tonight, you know, the need of the day, my dear friend, is for workers and for laborers. Amen. Amen. And you know, the Bible says that the harvest truly is plenteous. Amen. And the laborers, the Bible says, are few. And so tonight, my dear friend, it is a true fact tonight, because the Lord said it, my friend, that the harvest is great. It's greater than we realize. We think about tonight. Amen. Did you know what? There are more people in the world today that's lost than there were this time last year. Amen. And a year from now, there will be more people lost a year from now than what's lost today. We're getting further behind all the time. We're losing ground. Amen. So the harvest is great. Jesus said that. And the Lord said the laborers are few. Now, the Lord didn't say this, but I'm going to put this in right here. I believe, friend, the time is short. Amen. The harvest is great, the laborers are few, and the time is short. What we're going to do, we better get to doing it and stop playing around at it. Amen. Yes, amen. Well, I just want to give you two main points tonight. Here from this scripture that I noticed tonight and read to you tonight. First of all, I want you to notice tonight, if you will, please, the Father's request. Now, the Bible says here that the Father went to these sons and he said to them, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." Amen. That was what he requested of them. Amen. That's what he desired of them. That's what God is requesting of us tonight. That's what the Lord requires of us tonight. Amen. Amen. So his request was he needed someone to work in the vineyard. Amen. And it was only right, my friends, only right for him to ask and request his sons to work in the vineyard. Who else, my dear friend, was going to ask? Yes, and you know, the folk ought to be doing the work of God today. It's you and I that are saved. Amen. So it was right for him to ask his son to work in the vineyard. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something else. It was also not only right, but it's also reasonable. Reasonable for him to ask him to do the work in the field. Amen. And listen, when God tells us to do what he wants us to do and has work for us to do, it's only reasonable, dear friend, that he asks us to do that. And it's only reasonable for us to do what he said for us to do. And furthermore, tonight, you see his request was not only right and reasonable, but it's also by one of the sons it was refused. Amen. Amen. And one of them said, when he said to him, go work there in my vineyard, he said, I will not. Now I'll tell you what, and some of you know this, but I'll just say it anyway in passing so you'll understand maybe a little better. My father was killed accidentally when I was a boy, so I grew up without a father. But I'll tell you one thing, when I was a boy growing up, my mother told me to do something, I said, I'll not do it. I was in big, bad trouble, buddy.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. If you are saved by the grace of God, and my dear friend, God tells you to do something and put something on your heart to do, and you say, Lord, I'll not do it, you're in big trouble with God, buddy. You're in big trouble with God. But listen, now, you see, the Bible says one of these sons refused. He said, I'll not do it. Amen. And then, you see, we find also that the other son, he said, I will. Amen. He received it. Amen. I was going to do that. Amen. And then, my dear friend, it would have been rewarding for them to go and work in the Father's vineyard. Amen. Thank God tonight. I'm glad, dear friend, that God is a good paymaster. Amen. By the way, my friend, the pay and the wages are out of this world. Glory to God. Amen. I said it's out of this world. You may not get much down here, but thank God. I'm glad God rewards the work of the people of God. Amen. And I tell you, friend, what you do for the Lord Jesus Christ, like the Bible says, you give a cup of cold water, name of a prophet, God rewards you for that. And the Bible says that in no case will you lose your reward. Praise God tonight. Well, so tonight, I want you to notice this tonight. The Father's request, dear friend, was a personal thing. It was personal on his part. It was personal on his son's part. And let me move along tonight. I want to say furthermore, it's not only personal, but it's also practical. Amen. It's a practical thing for us to do that, for them to do that. And furthermore, dear friend, it was a profitable thing. You see, the father would profit by his son's work in the vineyard. And then his sons would have profited also, would they not? I mean, what the father had was going to be theirs anyway. Isn't that right? So you see, the father's going to profit by his son's work in the vineyard. And the son's going to profit because they're going to work in the father's vineyard because they're going to share in what the father had. Amen. Amen. Praise God tonight. Amen. Well, so it was a profitable thing. Then it was a possible thing. The father's request was, why not work in the father's vineyard?
Right.
Amen. I mean, why don't you as a saved person tonight want to do something for God? Amen. I tell you, when God saved me, dear friend, you know, God put in my heart to do something for God. And I'm glad tonight. But I still got in my heart a desire to please God and serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I don't get tired going to church. I don't get tired of giving. I don't get tired, dear friend, of witnessing. I don't get tired of preaching. Thank God. I'm just glad God lets me do what I do. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, I pray day by day, I pray that God let me live a long time, and I believe He will. Amen. Amen. To aggravate the devil and prosecute the saints. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I pray that away. And I pray that as long as God lets me live, He'll let me be able to go and to preach the Word of God. I like it, glory to God. Amen. I like what I'm doing. Hallelujah. I'm happy in doing what I'm doing. Amen. And I tell you, if you're serving God, doing what God wants you to do, you'll be happy too.
Amen.
And if God wants you to do something for Him, you're not serving God, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Amen. So you see, it was a profitable thing. You see, not asking anything that was unreasonable. He was not asking, them to do anything that they could not do. And listen, God's not going to ask you to do anything you can't do. Now, God, you know, the Lord may put something on your heart to do. And you may feel like in your heart, and you may even tell God, Lord, I can't do that. Amen. I mean, that's just the way we are. You know, that's the way Moses was. And what we do, we make excuse for not doing what God tells us to do. God doesn't tell us to do anything we can't do. If we'll go ahead and do it and trust God and believe God, God will help us to do it. Amen. You may not know how to do it. Amen. But God will show you how to do it. Amen. Amen. And God can teach you how to do what He wants you to do. Amen. We've got a lot of smart people that know how to do it, but God don't need people like that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The tragic today is, my friend, we've learned how to do it without the Lord. That's what most folk are doing. What they're doing without God. They're just doing it in themselves. Amen. Amen. So it was a possible thing. They could do what the Father asked them to do. Now, I don't think it took an educated son to go out there and work in a vineyard. Amen. I don't know what all that consisted of. Maybe they had to dig and hoe and this and that and the other and fertilizer. And maybe they had to prune those vines and pick the grapes. I don't know what it all involved. But listen, it did take a smart person to do that. They didn't have to have a lot of education either. Amen. I'll tell you right now, I'm not against education, but I'll tell you one thing. Education has ruined a lot of people.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for education. But I'll tell you, you better not let education ruin you. That old man of God that preached the night I got saved, amen. I never have forgot his name. He was an older man then. That was a long time ago. And he preached the word of God. I got on conviction. The Lord saved me by the grace of God. But you know what? He probably didn't even graduate from high school. But I'm going to tell you what he did have, son. He had God.
Amen.
Now I tell you right now, Brother Hall, he had so much of God on him and the power of God. I'm telling you the truth, I was literally afraid of that man. I said I was afraid of him, buddy. And I tell you what, Brother Gray, I didn't want to get close to that man. I tried my best to keep a distance between me and him because of the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you don't see many preachers like that today. Amen. Well, let me move on tonight. Amen. Here's something else. I said tonight his request was personal, and it was practical, it was profitable, and it was possible. But I want to say this tonight. It was also plain. P-L-A-I-N. It was a plain request. Amen. Now, you say, well, how do you say that? Well, I want to say tonight, here down here in the Scripture, the Bible says he went to this first son, and he came to the first. That's in verse number 28. Well, I want to get down to verse 30. Let's look at verse 30, and I'll get back up that verse in a little while. He came to the second son, and he said to him the same thing he said to the first one, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." And he answered and said, "I go, sir," and he went not, said the word of God. Now, in verse number 28, the Bible says here, but what think ye? This certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said unto him, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." And he answered and said, "I will not." Amen. Amen. Listen, not. You see, let me show this. This was a plain request. You say, what do you mean by that? I mean this. It was plain as to what he wanted them to do. What did he want them to do? He said, just go work. Hey, that's what God's saying to us tonight. And you don't have a lot of problem understanding that, do you? Because that's a very plain request tonight. Just go work, amen. Get busy doing something. But listen tonight, it was not only plain, dear friend, as to what he asked them to do, but it's also plain as to when. He said, "Son, go work today." Amen. He didn't say next week or next month or next year or when I can do this, do that, and do this and that and the other. He said, "You go work today in my vineyard. Today I want you to work." Amen. Amen. Listen, it was not only plain as to what, not only plain as to when, but it was also plain as to where. He said, "Son, go work today," where? "In my vineyard." Amen. And you know what? You and I need to be working in the vineyard of the Lord. And there was a song used to sing, "I want to be a worker in the vineyard of the Lord." Do you really want to be a worker for God? I tell you, I do. Amen. Well, so much tonight for the Father's request. Now, the second point and thought is this tonight. We see also tonight in this scripture the Son's response. Amen. And we read down there in that verse 30. I just read that. And this son was pretty polite. He said, "Son, you go work today in my vineyard." And here's what he said. He said, "I will go, sir." Sir, he was pretty polite, amen. Well, that's a commendable thing for people. But listen to this, he was not only polite, but you know, we see the promise. He said, I'll go. I'm just wondering if there's somebody or a person sitting in this service tonight. And my dear friend, God has spoken to your heart, and God said, "I want you to do this, I want you to do that." My dear friend, and you, my dear friend, have promised you'll do it, but as of right now, you're still not doing the thing God wants you to do. I am persuaded tonight, friend, there are some person or persons in this building right here tonight in that very shape. Amen. He said, I'll go. So he was polite, but you see the promise there. He said, I will go. But you see tonight, my dear friend, the problem. By the way, you know, there in the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter number 5 and verse number 4 and verse number 5, he talks about making a vow. God says, if you make a vow, he said, defer not to pay it, because it's better not to make it than it is to make it and not pay it. Amen. And what it be tonight, there are people sitting in this service tonight, and you made promises to God and vows to God that you have not kept, and you haven't done what you told God you would do. Let me tell you something. Don't you think tonight it's about time you caught up on it, amen, and done what the Lord told you to do? And you told God you'd do what he wants you to do? Amen. Well, so there tonight was a problem. Well, and he said, I'll go, but he didn't go. Well, the problem was, the question is tonight, why didn't he go? Well, I don't know for sure, but could I just say this? It might have been that he was just a little bit lazy. Amen. And I'll tell you right now, we've got a lot of lazy Baptists today. I mean, you have a hard time getting them to do anything. Amen, brother. You know, one of the hardest things I got people to do when I was a pastor of a church, the thing that was most difficult for me to get them people to do, you know what it was? I'm going to tell you what it was. To go out on visitation.
Amen.
Oh, they'd go a time or two and they'd come back and they'd say, well, Brother Harden, they're not interested. I said, you weren't either before you got saved, were you? Amen. And they'd say, well, they're not interested. They don't care. But you know what? The Lord said to go anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says about the church in the book of Acts, they went everywhere preaching the Word of God. And they went from house to house and multitudes got saved by the grace of God. And you know what? I'm going to just say this tonight. I don't know about you or your church, but I'm going to tell you this. I don't believe any church is going to be blessed and prosper and grow until and unless they have got an active and aggressive visitation program. It's not going out there, friend, just knocking on the door of that shut-in sick person, though they ought to be visited, amen. But listen, our emphasis ought to be going out there to witness and testify to the lost sinners and get them saved by the grace of God, amen. Amen. Now, don't sit there and look at me like that, amen. I know what I'm talking about, buddy. And I just wonder if we ever go on visitation. Hey, do you ever go on visitation? Amen, man. Amen. Oh, I know. You can't find a convenient time for that, but you can find a convenient time for everything else. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I've had visitation just about any day in the week you can have it. Because they said, I can't go Thursday night. I can't go Tuesday night. I just changed it around. Said, well, whatever night you can go Monday night, or whatever night during the week you can go, or on Saturday. Amen. Amen. At different times, you know, they said, well, we can't go. And some of the women said, I understand that. They said, some of the women said, well, we're kind of afraid to go at night. I said, well, if you can't go on during the night, we'll just have you come to church and go visitation on 10 o'clock some morning during the week. Amen. You can go. Amen. Well, anyhow, you know, why, dear friend, that the problem was, he might have just been a little lazy. Amen. Well, I can say more out there, but that's about enough, I guess. Well, it's because, you see, that he had rather do something else than to work for his father. Amen. Or was it because he considered something else more important than working in the father's vineyard? He was not concerned about the harvest of the vineyard and the production thereof. But I want us to see tonight that he really lied about it. That's the truth about it. He said, I'll go, but he didn't go. He lied about that, amen. Hey, well, I could bear on that a little while tonight, but I'll not do it. The truth is, he did not love his father enough to serve him and labor for him. And if you love God, my friend, you're going to live for God. You're going to serve the Lord doing something for the Lord. Amen. He was not willing to deny himself that he might serve. Now, notice tonight. This the son in verse number 28 and verse number 29. The Bible says, he said to that son, the first son, he said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. Amen. But the Bible says, but afterward he repented and he went. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. He repented. Amen. The Bible says, afterward he repented. Amen. Well, you know what we need today? We need some old-time Holy Ghost-wrought repentance in our lives, in our churches today on the part of the people of God. Just needing people really to get right with God the way they ought to get right with God. Amen. The Bible says, my dear friend, that he repented, the Bible says. Amen. And hey, when did he repent? The Bible says, but afterward he repented and he went. But what was afterward? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to say this tonight. It may be, you see, friend, that after that he remembered some things. His father said, son, go work today in my vineyard, and he shall not go. But afterward, he repented, and then he went.
Amen.
And you know something tonight? After what? It may have been that when he told his father, I will not, he saw his father and realized that his father, his heart was grieved and broken. Because his son wouldn't go and serve in his vineyard. Amen. And it may have been that after that he remembered how good that his father had been to him. And he may have said, how can I treat my father this way? How can I tell him no or not do it when my father has been so good to me? And listen tonight, friend. There's not one in this service tonight that can say that God had been good to you. And how tonight can we say no to God that loved us and died for us and gave himself for us and blessed us in so many wonderful ways? How tonight can we say no when the Lord says, I want you to serve me, I want you to live for me, and I want you to labor for me in the fields of God? How can we say no? Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us.
Amen.
And you know why we wait and we linger? Just wonder now, how many people have died lost and went to hell while we were waiting and we were tearing and we were lingering around? Amen. After, the Bible says, he repented, and thank God that he went.
Amen.
Amen. He went. And that's what we need to do today. Amen. Yes, sir. Could be tonight that there are some here in this service tonight who have said, Lord, I will. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. That old song, I believe, was written by Fanny J. Crosby. It says, I'll go where you want me to go. I really wonder tonight, Pastor, how many of us in this service are saved? We'd earnestly say from the heart, where you lead me, I'll follow. Where you want me to go, Lord, I'll go. I stand here before you tonight. I want to say from my heart, I want to go where God wants me to go.
Amen.
I want to do what He wants me to do. I don't want to break the heart of God and grieve and quench the Spirit of God by saying, Lord, I'll go and then not go. And some of you here tonight, probably in this service, you promised, but you haven't kept that promise. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. Amen. But as right now, you haven't done that. You maybe got sidetracked and almost forgotten the promise that you made. But don't you think tonight, friend, really, you should do what you had said that you would do? Amen. Maybe some time ago. And I want to say tonight, friend, that some may be here tonight in this service who said, I will not. I mean, God said, I want you to do this. I want you to go here. I want you to serve in this way. And you said, Lord, I'll not do it. Don't you tonight, friend, believe that you need to repent of that refusal, that rebellion, and say, Lord, I know I said I wouldn't do it, but Lord, I'm yielding myself to you, and I'll do it. I want to mention two words tonight right here quickly, and I'm going to finish pretty shortly, but listen. The word surrender is one. Another word is the word commit, and there's a difference in it. There are more people tonight that are surrendered than what are really committed. For example, this has been a mission revival. Listen tonight. It could be said about others, but let me just say this about missionaries. They surrendered. They really did surrender to God. I mean real, real surrender to God to go to the mission field. And it could be that they went because they surrendered to go. They maybe went and stayed the next number of years, maybe the first term, whatever, and came back home and never did go back no more. Now, Brother Hall, I believe the problem was that it wasn't that they were surrendered. The problem, they just weren't committed to it. They weren't committed to it. Yes, we need to be surrendered, but we need also to be committed to it. And listen, when you're committed to it, that means you're going to put yourself at it, and you're going to stay at it and keep at it and get the job done that God wanted you to do and the Lord called upon you to do. Let me just say again tonight, are you here? And the Lord said, I want you to do this. And you know He did. And you said, Lord, I will, but you haven't done it. Why don't you do it? Why don't you surrender and commit yourself tonight to God to do it? You may be here tonight and you said, Lord, you know what God talked your heart about, put on your heart to do. And you said, Lord, I'll not do it because you was afraid you couldn't do it. But you remember tonight how good God been to you, blessed you, and you repented of it. Got it right with God. You surrendered to the Lord to do it. And then, my friend, you committed yourself to the task until the task was finished. Thank you, preacher.